Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, I wanted to start with this situation that was contested in the court, and it was the Superior Court here in Ontario, where the judge today ruled that the assets of Omar Khadr don't have to be frozen because there was no compelling reason to suggest they should be. Let's find out the details, what went down. Karen Lieberman, reporter with Global News, was in the courtroom, and she joins the Oakley Show here at Talk Radio, AM 640. Karen, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your joining us. I mean, because you were there, and the judge decided that the assets did not need to be frozen. So what did he say in dismissing this petition?
First off, important to note, it took only about 2 hours, and it was pretty clear from the very beginning that the lawyer for the widow of Christopher Speer, the U.S. soldier who was killed in Afghanistan, and Lane Morris, who was wounded in that same firefight in 2002, it was clear that his role, that his attempt, I should say, in getting these assets frozen, it was going to be an uphill battle. It was clear from the moment we sat down in that courtroom, and then, you know, as Justice Edward Delababa said, there just wasn't any actual evidence, and the evidence would need to indicate that Omar Khadr would, in essence, squander the settlement money between now and an application, and bear with me, it gets complicated, an application for a hearing in the fall, so not until October, to uphold a judgment from a Utah court a couple years ago that awarded $134 million U.S. dollars in damages to, again, the widow and Lane Morris. It was a wrongful death lawsuit against Omar Khadr. So again, the chronology here. In the fall, in October, there's going to be this hearing to uphold that judgment. They have not seen any money from that $134 million. They're trying to get their hands on the $10.5 million that the federal government has agreed to pay and has paid Omar Khadr. They want the funds frozen till then, but that would be pre-trial. And so there had to be really, really compelling evidence for the judge to say, okay, I'm going to freeze those funds, you know, in anticipation of that next trial. And it's a drastic measure. He said it's an extraordinary remedy, and there just wasn't a strong enough argument. In fact, John, the only argument in essence that David Weiner presented today was a single sentence, if you can believe it, from the Globe and Mail from last week. It was a single sentence, and it was quoting an anonymous source that said the money had been illegally sheltered to prevent Speer's lawyer from gaining access. It was just one sentence from an anonymous source, and as the judge told everyone today in court, that's just not enough.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he said it's a hearsay statement, and that just didn't carry any weight at all with this particular judge. I found it interesting, though, because at one point, if I'm reading this right, didn't he tell Khadr, or the Khadr lawyer, I guess, as a gesture of goodwill, why doesn't he consent to voluntarily freeze the bulk of his settlement?
Indeed, he absolutely said, hypothetically speaking, why would your client not just as a gesture of goodwill, you're right, in those exact terms, just allow for this voluntary freeze? He doesn't have to agree to the whole $10.5 million, he said. What if he agreed to $10 million? What if he kept $500,000 because, you know, his lawyers need to get paid and so on, and just allow for that money to be frozen? But as his lawyer said, Khadr has plans for his money. What he wants to do with it is his right and his right only. It's a property right. And at the end of the day, the judge agreed. It was a hypothetical scenario he was putting out there. Just to appease everyone, would he not just agree to this goodwill gesture? And his lawyer said, you know, at the end of the day, no, he won't.
Again, with Karen Lieberman from Global News, she was in the court today when the judge dismissed this petition on the part of Tabitha Speer, the widow of Sergeant Speer, who was, we know the story there, and of course, Lane Morris, the injured soldier. They can't freeze the assets of Omar Khadr. And further to the point that you were making, Khadr's lawyer, Nathan Whiteling, actually said that there are family members close to Khadr, and there's no reason the money should be tied up, implying that he's going to spread the largesse around, and it's nobody's beeswax if he does.
That's exactly right. I'll add one last thing. The main argument was that line in the Globe and Mail. He also said, though, that, you know, perhaps there was some nefarious intent by Cotter's refusal, because, you know, the legal team for Speer and Morris reached out to him a number of times in letters and said, you know, would you please freeze these funds? Would you put these funds aside? And Cotter himself refused to respond. But the judge said, again, you know, that's a bit of a stretch. You can't imply that he was on purpose ignoring or has other plans for that money that are, you know, to fritter it away, if you will.
Well, I get the sense this will further exacerbate the contempt for Cotter at his camp. In certain quarters, some people are simpatico and think, you know, as the judge ruled today, the law is the law, and that's what we follow, the rule of law. Anyway, I appreciate your report from the courtroom today, Karen, and we'll see where this one goes, if in fact, because I guess at last word, the Speer and Morris camp are still intent on proceeding to recover some of the money, aren't they?
Indeed, they are.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Karen Lieberman, reporter with Global News, in the court and suggesting that Omar Khadr would not squander the money, so we don't have to squander it.